got a special day coming up.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. And I know who.
Give me a break, Crystal.
Roseanne, is it your birthday?
Saturday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Roseanne.
How old are you going to be?
Well, 37.
Do you have anything special planned?
I don't know, Crystal.
Listen, as my present, I'm going to give you Saturday off.
No.
I insist.
Here you go.
Oh.
Make a wish.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Roseanne.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Okay. I wish that even though you're giving me Saturday off, that I would still get paid for it.
Of course you will. What did you wish, Roseanne?
Don't tell Roseanne, it's bad luck.
It's bad luck not to tell. Maybe you won't get paid for that day off.
Well, I wish for time.
Time for what?
I used to do all this writing, you know, when I was younger.
Roseanne's a terrific writer.
Oh, what do you write, Roxanne?
Nothing now, but I used to, you know, write a lot when I was, you know, younger.
Yeah, like what?
Like these poems and stories and junk like that. Whatever my brain had churned out.
You know, my nephew, Roger, does calligraphy.
Does that have anything to do with this conversation?
Well, he does wedding invitations and makes a fortune.
The answer is no.
So how come you stopped writing?
No, I don't know. I was writing this one day, you know, and a grenade went off in my hand.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
How come you did stop? Thank you. Well, because, you know, work and Dan and the kids, I don't have any time.
Can't you do a little writing before you come to work in the morning?
No, because, you know, me and Dan have to go walking, and then I come home and I got breakfast and I got the kids' lunches.
Best time to be creative is right after you get off work, you know, while you're still full of rage.
Can't you do a little writing before you go to sleep?
No, I like to do something else before I go to sleep.
Surely not every night, Roxanne.
Oh, yeah, that's what us poor people do. We don't have VCRs.
Okay, who are these guys?
Splitting Headaches.
What's the name of the song?
Pounding.
So basically, we're listening to Pounding by the Splitting Headaches.
Oh my God, here it is. Dad! Dad! Dad!
Hey, Dad, come here, look what I found!
Coming, Mother! Oh my God, you found a dusty book in the basement.
It's not just a dusty book, it's my old journal. I started writing in it in 65.
Oh, wow, time warp.
Okay. Look at here, I got a whole page about Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Hey, you can't see it, it's private.
Listen to this all. Hey, turn that down. Hey, air raid into war.
That's what you think, I've got troops coming in from the north.
Maybe, but... by the year 1983, when I turn 30, I vow to accomplish the following. Fall in love with a warm, sexy, loving man who doesn't care about money. But has a ton of it. Well, I was only 17.
We'll still continue.
Okay, and two, I will live on a 100-year-old farm with a private secretary cook and also maybe a farmer.
You wanted to be a farmer?
Well, I wanted to live on a farm. and own a farm and look at a farm, but not do any of the actual touching of animals. And three, I will be a famous writer.
You wanted to be a writer?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Come on, Roseanne. 2 minutes ago, you were cleaning out the basement, having the time of your life. Now you're all bummed out.
I used to write, Dan. I used to write every day.
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, this book is me. My soul is in there. I used to write down everything I was ever thinking about.
So now you found it, you can write in it some more.
When? I mean, I got a job, 3 kids, and you.
We're not going to live forever.
I don't know. Writing was just something that really gave me a lot of pleasure, you know, and then I just gave it up.
Well, you give all your time to your family and your job. You got a life.
I got lazy.
You got lazy.
No, I didn't get lazy.
Did not get lazy.
Okay, I did get lazy. Okay, but don't patronize me.
I am patronizing you. Because every time you clean out a closet, I pay the price.
What are you talking about?
This cleaning jag you're on. I got an even number of socks in my sock drawer, all folded the same way in little stacks, arranged by hue.
So sue me for trying to put some order into your drawers.
This is a birthday thing, isn't it?
No, this isn't a birthday thing. Then,
so how old are you going to be this year, Mom?
40.
What are you talking about? You're not turning 40.
Well, maybe not this year, but in a few years.
40 years old? Wow. So, like, you were alive in the 50s? That's 5 times older than DJ. I could have lived my life 3 times and not be as old as you.
Would you like to get started on your second life right now?
Hey, if you're making out a shopping list, I need some razors. The kind with a comfort strip.
It's not a grocery list, Dan. I'm trying to write.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? That's great. What time did you get up this morning? It's 5:30 a.m. The house is still and quiet except for an intermittent rumble from the bedroom. The snore of my life mate. I don't snore.
No, Dan, this is fiction.
Well, I'm really proud of you, babe. You're really doing it. Sorry.
That's okay. I'll just go in the living room. No, DJ, go eat breakfast before you start watching TV.
I want to eat here.
Hey, Deej, your mom's trying to write. Go get your cereal and we'll eat it in here. Honey, you can have the kitchen back.
Oh, great.
Dad.
Hey, Beck, be real quiet. Going in the kitchen. Your mom's trying to write.
Oh, okay. Good morning, everyone.
Shh, mom's trying to write.
Write what?
Have you seen my history book?
Well, did you check on the washer?
Of course I checked on the washer.
How about under the sofa? Yes, I checked on the sofa.
Well, did you look upstairs?
Yes.
Well, how come you're always losing your stuff?
Well, answer her. Well, this better be good. I'm sure excited.
I have here one silk scarf made of genuine Dacron.
You guys know how I hate surprises, especially when I don't know what they are.
You're gonna like this one.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Na 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 na. Let's say it's your birthday. Na 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 na. It's my birthday to you.
Oh, you get the Beatles to come over.
Okay, step right there.
All right. Happy birthday, Mother.
Happy birthday, Mom.
My own dungeon.
It's an office, so you can write.
Oh, my own office.
You like it?
That's my own office.
This is so you don't bother us when you write.
Oh, it's just great. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I put all these shelves in here for your, you know, the stuff you write.
Manuscripts.
Now, how did you do this without me even knowing?
Thank you. Happy birthday, Mom. Here, pencils.
Oh. Yeah, and I got you some notepads.
And I got you a dictionary and a thesaurus.
Oh, gee, this is like the Partridge Family or something.
And for the grand finale, I'm taking the kids to the mall for lunch and a movie, and you got the afternoon to yourself to write.
What, you're all leaving?
Gone. We'll miss you.
Well, I'll miss you too. Now scram.
You know, Stephen King started this way.
I'm 37, I'm not really 40. Na, 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 na. And I'm spending the afternoon all alone in my basement.
How's it going? You getting anything done?
I'm going nuts.
Well, I don't want to break your concentration. I just came by to wish you a happy birthday, so I'll stop by later and I can give you my present.
Well, why can't I open it now?
I haven't bought it yet.
Oh, well. I'm coming up.
Are you in need of some stroking?
No, I'm just in need of, you know, something to write about. I mean, I got like a dozen sharpened Dixon Ticonderoga number twos and no ideas.
Well, what'd you used to write about?
My life and stuff, but I think it was just more interesting back then.
Now, cut it out.
I don't know. I think I shouldn't start big, maybe. Shouldn't start so big, like, by writing. I should start maybe smaller by plagiarizing.
You know, Roseanne, I've learned a lot about writing from the police reports. And they've got to be convincing. They've got to be accurate. They've got to be at least 2 pages long, or else Judge Samuels isn't going to take them seriously. So what I found is the best way to start out is by the facts.
What facts?
The fact. What are the facts in Gone with the Wind?
Well, I think we're talking about literature here and not the movies.
It was a book.
Gone with the Wind was a book?
So you look at the facts. What are the facts? You got the North, the South, the troops, the horses, a staircase, birth and babies, and a big fire.
You're kidding me. It was a book.
Yeah. See, everything's got facts and events and people in the events. And so you take the people, in the events, and then you put them in the order that the facts happen, and then you're done.
Well, I'll be damned if Gone with the Wind wasn't a book.
So how'd you like your dinner, Mom?
Oh, it was really great. And I'll like it even more when it's all cleaned up.
Come on, Darlene, you gotta help.
Why do I have to help, Darlene? Get to work.
So when do we get to see what you wrote today?
As soon as the movie comes out.
No, we want to read it.
Well, you can't read it a piece at a time.
Yeah, you gotta wait till the whole book is finished.
You writing a great American novel?
Well, you know, that's always been my dream. And with that new office...
You like that office?
That is a perfect office.
Yeah, so everything's working out okay, huh? You got the time, you got the place. Not a bad birthday present, huh?
Good hubby! Good hubby! I'll tell you, that is such a great office. Sometimes I can't tell you how many times I'm sitting down there and just looking at those walls in wonderment.
As long as you're getting it right.
You should have seen her down there today. The pages are just pouring out.
So what are you going to title your book?
101 Things to Do with Kids' Heads.
You know, writing isn't easy.
That's the truth. Especially them H's.
Maybe you should stop using your head as an eraser.
Maybe you should start using Darlene's head as an eraser.
So weak. Very weak.
Yeah.
David, you gotta help.
Make me. Help!
So, when do I get to read this masterpiece?
As soon as I write something.
I thought so.
Yeah, but you should see what I done to them shelves down there.
What's the matter, babe? You didn't write anything? It's not the office, is it?
Oh, no, honey, no, it isn't the office. It's me. I get some good idea, but as soon as I write it down, it turns out stupid.
Roseanne, don't start getting all down on yourself.
Yeah, you know, pitchers don't go down to Florida in February and start throwing heat. Hey, can it!
I just don't think I have it anymore. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm trying to think of something. I'm trying to get an idea. The only thing that comes into my head is that I gotta take either DJ or Darlene to the dentist or something.
Get off of me before I kick your head in.
I just don't think I have any room for creating. All my compartments are too full up. I'm 37 years old. I'm a mom. That's what I am. Hey, Darlene, get off your brother. Come on, DJ, we'll go up to bed.
Okay, read to me.
Yeah, just don't ask me to write to you. All right, buddy, what'll it be?
The Adventures of PJ Pamelec.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll move your butt over. You're hogging the bed. Okay. Well, once there was a little kid named PJ Pamelec. And his initials were very close to this one kid I know.
Me.
Right? And he was also in the third grade, like this other kid I know.
Me.
Yeah. And one day, it seems, PJ was in his fort, which was in whatever was left of the Amazon rainforest. And it was 8 in the morning, so he'd already fired the morning cannon, you know, to scare off any intruders that might be coming in there trying to steal his collection of war toys.
Intruders?
Yeah, you know, the bad guys, like Bekdar, the two-headed evil sister monster.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. And the cannon was fired. And from out of the jungle came a terrible noise. First there was a...
rumble.
And a...
grumble.
And a...
I don't know.
A high-pitched scream. The scream of a huge, great big bird.
Mom, how come PJ Pamelec isn't in the library?
Because it's not a book. It's just some stories I make up.
Well, it should be a book.
You think so?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that you are my favorite son?
Story.
Right. So this huge bird swoops out of the jungle and he lands.
Roseanne? Rosie? Roseanne? What are you doing up here? It's after midnight. What's the matter with the office?